Hey, it's me, your neighbor. Sorry, I know it's kind of late, but I heard you coughing really badly through the wall, and I'm just checking, are you okay in there? Oh, don't be ridiculous. What's contagious? No, just open the door. Seriously, just let me take a look at you. It's not a big deal. Well, it's just that I haven't seen you in a couple of days, and you've just been inside for a while, and I heard you coughing a lot, and I just came to check. Seriously, you don't have to worry about it. I'll keep the distance.
Oh, wow. Hey. Yeah, you definitely don't look okay. Hey, no, don't apologize. You're literally shaking. Yeah, I'd love to come in, of course. Oh my goodness. Okay, first of all, no, you're not standing like that. Come here, slow steps. There you go. Couch or bed? Couch is fine. God, you're burning up. Have you eaten anything today? I thought so. Okay, don't panic. I've got you. Here. I've brought you soup. Nothing fancy, just warm, simple, the good kind. I figured if you didn't need it, I could freeze it, but clearly you need it. No, please. You always help everybody else. It's your turn this time. Okay, be careful. It's warm, but not too hot. Open your mouth. Yes, I'm gonna feed you it. Just stop resisting. Open. There you go. Good? Yeah? I'm glad. You're doing that thing where you pretend you're fine, but your eyes are glassy. I know that look. No, you don't have to be tough right now. Here we go, take another one. Slow breaths, okay? In through your nose, out through your mouth. Do you mind if I stay for a bit? Yeah. I didn't think you'd say no. Have you been taking medicine? You did. Okay. Hopefully, it should work in a bit. I'll just sit right here. Stealing your blankets. There. Tuck this through your shoulders. You're safe. You can relax. I'll take care of you. How come you've just been suffering through this alone? There's nothing wrong with asking for help. You don't have to suffer through a sickness alone. No, but it's better when there's somebody taking care of you, isn't there? Never. You're so worried about it being contagious that you're just neglecting it. Just let me help you. Do you want me to stay the night? Just in case your fever spikes or you need water or someone to wake up to. I promise I don't mind. Honestly, I would worry if I went back next door. Yeah, of course. You can just put your head here. That's okay. You're so warm. But not in a good way. You're like burning up. You know what's something I noticed about you? You always smell like laundry detergent and coffee. It's kind of comforting in a way, I'm not gonna lie. They did. I mean, I'm your neighbor. I see you all the time. You pass by me, we say hello. But these past couple of days, I've been worried about you because I have not been seeing you. But I knew that you were home because your car was outside. Yeah, I thought something bad happened to you. But then I kept hearing movements and I knew that you were alive, so... I didn't bother you, but I thought it was finally time to come check it out. And then when I heard you coughing, I knew it was bad. I wish you would have told me. You would never bother me. That's ridiculous. I know that we're neighbors, but I consider you a friend as well. Remember that time when I spent Thanksgiving here because I had nobody to spend it with and you didn't either, so we just had dinner together? That's a night I will never forget. How you made me feel so welcome and so loved at the same time, and it was definitely something we both needed. So now I'm repaying the favor by taking care of you when you're sick. Here. Finish the rest of the soup. I know that you're embarrassed and you don't want me to feed you it like a little kid. You got it? Okay. Do you want me to get a cold towel and put it on your forehead? Maybe it'll help a little bit. Are you sure? You tried that? I highly doubt that. Well... did you go to the doctor? What are you waiting for? You would have probably been healed by now if you went to a doctor. There is nothing wrong with taking medicine. If it helps you, then you have to take it. You're telling me today was the first day that you took medicine since you got sick? Oh my goodness. And here I was thinking that you are fully responsible. Why would you do that? No, seriously. Of course. Why wouldn't I worry? Well, knowing that you're suffering through it alone is never fun. And if I can be with you and take care of you, then I'll do that. It's not like I have anything better to do. I was by myself anyways. Yeah, it's true. Honestly, the favorite part of my day is seeing you every morning and saying hi to you. Talking for a little bit about what we're gonna do and then meeting up again at night when I'm doing something, when you're doing something. You're like the best part of the day, I'm not gonna lie. Even if we don't really do much or talk, it's still fun. So yeah, I notice when you're gone for a while. I'm such a good neighbor, aren't I? No, seriously, I'm like the best neighbor ever. But I'm offended that I live literally right next door and you did not come asking me for help. Don't do it again. Well, this isn't about me. And even if it is, I don't get sick. Not a lot. And if I do, I'll just call my mom. Or I'll go over to her house. I'm kind of a big baby. That you think you're this tough person who doesn't need help. But look, you feel much better now, don't you? Now that you have some warm soup in your stomach. You needed it. Nope. You are finishing all of it. This is all for you. You need it. You didn't eat anything today and you need food. I know you probably lost your appetite, that's normal. But still, you should try to eat. And you cannot take medicine on an empty stomach, I can't believe you did that. Mm-mm. Coffee does not count. That's not food. That's a liquid. Since when were you on a liquid diet? You chose now to be on a liquid diet, the time when you were sick out of your mind? Yeah, might not be the smartest thing you've done. Yep, I'm judging you. I am. Even if you're totally joking right now and you're not on a liquid diet. Okay, well, if you were, then I'm helping you because I got you soup. And soup is perfect when you're on a liquid diet. You're so ridiculous. So what have you been doing all day? Just sitting on the couch? What movie? Oh, I've heard of that. I've not. Kind of offended that you didn't invite me over to watch a movie with you. Am I just non-existent to you now? Opposite. What do you mean by that? You've thought of inviting me over a lot? Then why haven't you? What? You get shy? I wasn't sure that you were capable of that. I always saw you as this confident person. Well, now I'm mad at you. If you wanted me to watch a movie with you, you should have just told me. We could have watched so many together. Yeah. I mean, we both like them after all, don't we? Nope. I am staying the night. So, I'll watch it with you. First, you're gonna want to take a cold shower. It'll help with your fever. I know that you probably don't feel like it, but trust me, it'll help. And if you want, I'll help you. I know it's a bit much, and you probably don't want me next to you when you're in the shower, but I want to make sure that you don't fall. I will not look at any private parts, I promise. If that's what you're worried about, that's not going to happen. Okay, good. I'm not that type of girl. Unless... No, I'm not that type of girl. I'm joking. I just want to make sure that you're okay. I am not saying that. Trust me. I already said you smell good. You smell like laundry detergent and coffee. Me? What? That's not even a thing. How do I smell like rainbows and butterflies? That makes no sense. That's what you think of me, huh? Okay. Not the worst thing somebody's told me. It's actually kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Very. Yeah. Of course, I've got you. While you're showering, I'm gonna make some tea for you. Maybe some green tea, chamomile tea, something to help you, okay? Trust me, it's like a lifesaver right now. Or I have a better idea. I have some amazing raspberry tea back at my place. I'll go get that. I'll make you your tea and I'll change into some pajamas, okay? Because I'm not going to sleep in these clothes. You sure you're okay? Just a 2-second shower. Make sure it's cold. It'll help you a lot. Okay. All right, I'll be right back then. Here, let me help you up actually before I leave. I want to make sure you don't fall. Yeah, I know that you're capable of walking, but still, I will not be able to forgive myself if you fall or something. That's the last thing you need right now, is a bad fall. Come here. I've got you. Just let me take care of you. Don't be ridiculous. This is nothing. It's the least that I could do. You good? All right, let's go.